Well, Bryan High School will be looking for a new head football coach. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's a look at your sports brought to you by the Marriott Group, building and remodeling homes for 34 years. Get your change started. As Bill Oliver reported earlier, Bryan High School will be in search of a new head football coach after today's resignation of Bob Ballard. Ballard confirmed to KZNE's Chip Howard Sports Talk that he was indeed asked to resign.
And Bryan knew that the expectations were going to be very, very high, and we came into the season with high expectations this year, and along with the years previous, and I just think the district felt like that probably needed to go probably in a different direction, and I pretty much concurred with that. I felt like that, the change of blood probably ended up being good for the school district.
In six seasons as the Viking head coach, Ballard led the Vikings to the playoffs four times, but they were unable to advance past the first round. Ballard talked to Chip Howard about the challenges anywhere you coach.
Well, I think right now that there are, I think any place you go, you've got different set of circumstances that end up, giving you a hard time and so forth. Obviously, the split between us with Rutter has hurt our depth situation. But our numbers are coming back. You know, our freshman class and our sophomore class were pretty good. And I think they're going to end up holding pretty good numbers throughout. And so I think the program will get better and stronger as that ends up taking place. And you get the right set of kids and the right circumstances, you keep them healthy, and you go out and play well, I think you can win, certainly here.
Ballard is a Bryan High alum and, of course, the son of the late legendary A&M coach Emory Ballard. He came to Bryan from San Angelo Central in 2006 and previously was the head coach in Magnolia before that. His overall record at Bryan, 32-31 with a 20-20 district record. Ballard's resignation will be effective at the end of this school year, but he said that he plans to get another coaching job soon. Bob Ballard, nothing but a great class act, and we wish him well. Well, the Aggie basketball team starts the 2011-2012 season tonight at Reed Arena, 7 o'clock, when they take on the Flames of Liberty. Glenn Cyprian is A&M's associate head basketball coach and has been thrown into the fire as the interim head coach, while Billy Kennedy continues to deal with his health issues and his preparation to return to the bench. Cyprian has been an assistant coach at Memphis the last 2 years and has been on the staff at Kentucky, Arkansas, and Oklahoma State, where he worked for Eddie Sutton for four seasons. So is he nervous about tonight? Well, he wasn't nervous in the exhibition game last week, he says.
Yeah, not nervous. You know, I've been fortunate to work next to a lot of good head coaches. And, once the ball went up, it was just coaching. And again, a lot of that goes back to our staff and preparation, and I thought our guys were prepared. And as long as you're prepared, I think it makes it easier on me. The one thing I'll always continue to do is get input from our staff, whether it's every time out or during the course of the game, because of our experience. And so I would say no, not nervous, but that could change on Wednesday.
Tip-off of Liberty tonight at 7 o'clock, and we will have the game for you right here on 1620 with our pregame with Dave South and Al Pulliam starting at 6:30. Well, with the loss of Christian Michael for the season, up the depth chart climbed sophomore running back Ben Molina for Texas A&M. Molina came in cold last Saturday and was impressive on a late 16-yard touchdown run that made the final score somewhat more respectable. Molina regrets Michael's injury, of course, but is ready to do his part, which is to back up Cyrus Gray.
I'm going into it as I'm going to be helping Cyrus out. You know, Cyrus is a leader. Cyrus, he's a senior. He's been here. He's been doing this. I've been in a fortunate situation to be behind Christian and Cyrus. So I have got, you know, valuable tools. You know, they told me, you know, keep my head in it so I can stay prepared. So right now, I'm just going to help him, Cyrus out. And if he needs a blow, I'll be in there to give it to him.
Head coach Mike Sherman was asked about Molina and his development now as a sophomore.
Yeah, he hasn't played a whole lot, and you don't know what you have until you actually get into the game. And practice isn't always the greatest of indicators. And when a guy knows he's going to play, there's a whole different mentality involved with the player. So I'm anxious to see him in the games and what he's going to do and how he's going to do it. He certainly helped himself by what he did in the game against Oklahoma at the end. I know it was at the end, but still he was cold coming off the bench and had to go in there and do some things. So we'll see. It'll be fun to see what he brings to the table, because I think once you're playing, everything steps up a little bit more in practice and in games and meetings.
Molina's not big. He's 5'8", weighs just under 200 pounds. He is a sophomore out of Cedar Hill. Of course, the Aggies will kick it off with Kansas State a little after 2:30 Saturday in Manhattan. The Aggie volleyball team goes to Waco tonight to meet Baylor as A&M tries to rebound from a tough loss at Kansas last weekend. A&M is 7-4 in third place in the Big 12 behind Texas and Iowa State. First serve tonight at 7 o'clock. A&M will be back home to host Missouri Saturday at 1. As you know by now, Joe Paterno announced his retirement as Penn State's football coach this morning, effective at the end of the season. In a statement, the Hall of Fame coach said that he is devastated by the child sex abuse case involving his former defensive coordinator, Jerry Sandusky. The National Football Foundation is withdrawing an award it was scheduled to give to former Penn State athletic director Tim Curley. The John L. Toner Award is given to an athletic director who has shown, quote, outstanding dedication to college athletics and particularly college football. Curley has been charged with perjury and failure to report the alleged incident of child sex abuse by Sandusky to authorities as required by state law. North Dakota's House of Representatives has given final legislative approval to a bill that lets the University of North Dakota retire its Fighting Sioux nickname. The House voted 63-31 on Wednesday to repeal a law that requires the school to keep the nickname and an American Indian logo. The bill says that UND can't approve another nickname before January of 2015. The school wants to drop the nickname and logo to end NCAA sanctions against the school, as the association says the nickname is offensive to American Indians. And finally, Texas Ranger pitching coach Mike Maddox has interviewed for the opening manager's job with the Cubs. The Cubs have also interviewed Phillies bench coach Pete Mackinnon and the Brewers hitting coach Dale Swain. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.